Monday Motivation for January 8th, 2024. Unequally Yoked. Thanks for joining me for Monday Motivation. I hope you're encouraged to be a doer of God's Word this week. Covenant is one of those words we see in Scripture, but isn't used much today. It's a binding agreement or an oath-bound promise. Marriage is probably the most common covenant we still recognize, but most have come to view marriage in legal terms rather than sacred, to its detriment. But knowing more about the covenants we see in Scripture can give us a clearer picture of how we relate to God. The world we see in Genesis chapter 6 is not the good place that God created in the beginning. Human society was dominated by the line of Cain, the murderous son of Adam. This resulted in a society characterized by unrestrained wickedness. But there was also the line of Seth, the third son of Adam and Eve, that led to a man named Noah, who found favor with the Lord. When God decided to judge the world's wickedness, he also decides to preserve Noah and his family as the chosen ones to repopulate the world once it was washed clean. When God informs Noah of his intentions and commands him to build the ark, he also pledges a covenant with Noah to preserve him and his family if they are faithful to build the ark and tend the animals God brings to them through the coming flood. This interaction is a clear example of how our covenant relationship with God operates. We see God as the initiator. He is actively observing his creation and takes decisive action to correct its problems. In this, he also sees the faithful life of Noah and his family. When judgment is passed on the wicked, salvation is offered to the faithful. God is the actor. We are the reactors. This is true because God is the one who has something to offer us. What he asks us to give in return is simply what he desires. We see this same condition throughout Scripture. For us now, the new covenant in Christ's blood is extended to us because we have no way to save ourselves from the coming judgment. Our response is to accept the free gift of salvation and be reconciled to God, which he desires. Noah responds to this offer with obedience. He diligently pursues the construction of the ark and gathering the needed supplies. This was obviously more than one man could complete, so his family would have been involved as well. This means that Noah not only trusts the promise that God will preserve him, but also believes the promise that God will judge the world. True obedience to God always results from believing that the consequences promised to rejection and rebellion are true. We cannot truly come to faith in Christ for salvation unless we understand and admit our own sinfulness and inability to save ourselves. The covenant we have with God is not an agreement of equals. God is the initiator and only source for anything that truly matters. We can make no demands and have no resources with which to bargain. In human relationships, this would result in abuse and mistreatment, but it's not so with God. The fact that he offers relationship and salvation is an act of his grace and mercy. We are elevated by our reconciliation and relationship with him. This leads to growth and improvement throughout our lives, even if it isn't a marriage of equals. Thanks for listening, and I pray God's best for you this week.